Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it out. Never let a hard time hold us. Double up.
180 degrees.
Good morning, podcast audience. Before I get started, Dayton, Ohio, I ain't telling no lie. I'm just doubling up right now. And when I say I'm doubling up, I mean I'm doubling up on contract knowledge, constitution knowledge, bylaw knowledge. I'm doubling up to the point where you don't have to study your contract as hard because you're going to have enough confidence in your union local headquarters will be putting in overtime so you don't have to. I pay tribute to Brother Nipsey Hussle with the background beat in the back. But if you sat down and actually listened to his philosophy, it's much larger than the music industry. Brother Hussle was trying to teach us that we have to take control of the factors that determine the end of the day for us. And what I mean by that is when I replay that to what it is I do, and that is contract compliance local president, I relate that to we have to be tenacious about that which is guaranteed to the mail handlers that we're going to collect on it. Not sometimes, all the time. And in order for us to put ourselves in that position, we must become more knowledgeable on contract knowledge. And again, I am going to spearhead that. I want to say to all branch presidents, the executive board, the executive council, once I'm elected local president, the training in this local is going to go through the roof. I will restore confidence in our membership. I will restore the confidence that our members can speak to their branch presidents, their stewards, and feel reasonably certain that the information that they just received is quality information. Again, that's going to be a personal goal of mine. And again, I'm going to introduce that concept through the podcast. Once I'm elected, the Postal Podcast will officially change its name to the 304 Local Podcast. The headquarter element will stay in contact with membership to answer questions, provide directions, and on-site immediate support if necessary. Yeah, I'm not going to be one of those absent presidents. I'm pretty sure after the first year in office, every member would have seen my face. Hey, now we get to what changes am I going to introduce to Local 304 once I'm elected? Hey, Robin, here's the answer to your question. Yeah, Robin's a mail handler that I communicate, I won't say with, but we communicate at each other, and it's all right, it really is. But you asked a serious question, and here's your answer. Once I'm elected local president, some of the changes I'm going to make, number one, all branches will be allowed funds to rent space for the union meeting, as well as provide refreshments for the members at the meeting. Yeah, that's going to be a change that I'm going to institute immediately, because I am more than aware that in order to get members to union meetings, we got to kind of motivate them a little bit. And again, if providing refreshments at a union meeting helps get members to the meeting, then members will be at the meeting because local president Hodge will make sure that those refreshments are provided. Another thing that I'm going to institute will be the training for the stewards. We will provide quality training on a quarterly basis. Again, being a 35 plus year certified United States Army trainer. And I only say that to show my dedication to training. We're not going to be running around the building with weapons and crawling on the grass. But this training for stewards, and I'm talking about organized training, will be at least quarterly. Stewards will get together, and again, whether it be through web training, podcasting, or all stewards meeting in the headquarters building for steward training. And again, I like the everybody trained together concept, because that is the only way we're going to be able to standardize how we process grievances in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky.
I-O-O-K.
And in addition to ensuring that stewards are better trained, branch presidents, there will be monthly training branch president meetings. And again, when I say meeting, I don't mean we get together and talk. I mean we get together, we take a step one worksheet, we go block by block, we understand the information that we put in that form, and we all understand it on the same accord. Again, there is strength in unity, and if I am processing grievances the same way in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, it increases the win rate. To the arbitrators, state representatives, arbitrators, again, and I don't want to sound redundant with the training, but I promise you there's going to be about 150% increase in the organized training for arbitrators as well. Now, one of the things that I'm going to attempt to institute again, once I come on board and we've had time, me and the executive council, to kind of gel till we get to the point where we can work together harmoniously, I'm going to try to motivate state reps to be more active in their states. I want to recommend or try to motivate state reps to attend union meetings in their states. Again, when the membership sees that headquarters takes an active concern in the quality of their work life, they will appreciate it and they will become better members. And when I say better members, just because you pay your dues don't make you a better member. A better member is a member who understands non-compliance to contract and is vocal and visual when it comes to assisting stewards and branch presidents in filing and winning those grievances. That's what I mean by a better member. Next thing I'm going to introduce is, and it's a pet peeve of mine, and I'm going to address it. I'm a firm believer that all monies, whether it's on the national level or the local level, comes from members' dues money. So when it comes that time of year for your entertainment fund, I'm going to be very generous with giving money back to the branches because you contribute all year. That one time a year that we disperse funds to you, I guarantee you're going to like the way I disperse funds, because it's important to me that one time a year, or however many times you decide to do it, that we have a quality outing. All work and no play makes Jack and Jill very dull people. So we regulate our contract hard. We fight hard in arbitration. And when it's time to play, I want us to play with the best of quality. So entertainment funds will take on a new disbursement that I guarantee every branch will love. As your local president, I will be accessible to the branch at all times, day and night. I accept the position of local president, and trust me, when you need to get in touch with your local president, that's not going to be an impossible feat. I will return calls. I will return emails. Again, I am an active president who, through my activity and through my on-site representation, again, I'm going to reassure members in Local 304 that the money you pay every month in dues is money well spent, because the local headquarters of 304, under the direct leadership of Kenneth Hodge, we will be accountable to our membership. One other thing that I'm going to definitely introduce to Local 304 is a larger quantity of cases that we're going to arbitrate. Yes, arbitration is not spoken about a whole lot in Local 304. In fact, if you look at the number of cases we arbitrate compared to other locals, we're going to increase that number. Again, I'm big on pre-arb, but arbitration, again, if the union have the funds to arbitrate, we're going to arbitrate a lot more. And trust me, we have the funds. And to the branch presidents and executive council, I'm definitely going to change the format of our semi-annual meetings. There's going to be a lot more organized, hands-on training done for the branch presidents. And again, I'm going to spend the greater dollar amount on training the branch presidents, because it's like a train the trainer. Once we spend the greater amount of money on the branch presidents, it is hoped that they're going to take that training back to their office. And that's how we build strong stewards. Stewards that members look for when they have problems. Not stewards that people look at and say, well, there's no reason to go to that steward because they're not going to do anything. So if I was to summarize this podcast in one of the main objectives I'm going to place in front of me as your new local president, is we are going to increase the amount and the quality of training, because again, we're going to have sharp branch presidents, we're going to have sharp stewards, and we're going to have members that appreciate what we do for them. My name is Kenneth Hodge, and I want to be your next local president. Support 180 Degrees New Direction, and let the voice of the mail handler be heard.